The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. How are you doing, people, on the regular chat? We will be talking about the psychological profile of a school shooter today in Minneapolis. And we have to approach this carefully because there's a lot of political pressure. On the one side, you have the mainstream media. They're gaslighting us by hiding information. They're gaslighting us and the police saying, we don't know the shooter's motive. It's like, if you had a synagogue shooting, you would not ever say, we don't know the shooter's motive. You would say, well, you know, it was a synagogue shooting. It does look like it's some crime against the Jewish community. And so the mainstream media here is trying to hide the trans history of the shooter, is trying to hide the liberal parenting history of the shooter. The fact that the manifesto was available, apparently it was published with a timed YouTube video. So you know, the YouTube AIs that are so fine at detecting JF hate speech, somehow they can't detect that a pre-uploaded video was a school shooter's manifesto. It's like you've developed your AI to attack people like me, but somehow your AI is not strong enough to say, hey, this is clearly someone about to commit a shooting, explaining in his book why he's committing the shooting. So you have to be careful for the police lieutenant that are handling these media communications. They have to be more careful. When they say, we don't have a motive yet, never forget, the internet is so quick that by the time you state that sentence on a microphone, there may have been internet researchers who already have the manifesto. It's already available on Twitter, and you may not be aware of. So what I suggest to these lieutenant in the future, if you want to handle this more politely for the families, for the public, for the general respect of public communication, you should not say we don't have a motive yet. You should say we have some evidence of social media statements by the shooter, and we'll look into that deeply to determine what was the mindset of the shooter. Because that is the point at which the investigation was. Despite the attempt at YouTube, you know, YouTube tried to erase the history of this guy. Tried to erase very quick. They went very quick at it. But people on the internet, now they know. They know it's going to happen, so they save the videos. And thankfully, we have all of the information needed to determine what happened in the case of this shooter who went into a Catholic prayer pews. I don't know what that terms mean in English, but some place where kids were praying for the Catholic mass in a Catholic school, and this trans shooter came in with the idea of causing the most suffering possible on beings that he didn't want the victims to be adults, because he said adults, they know what a shooting is, and they don't have the kind of naiveness of the youth. He wanted to inflict suffering on young minds that he considered as more successful than him and more poor than him, more more apt than him. And it's totally what happened in this case, is a case where you have someone who was trans and who was overly hyper-socialized by a divorced mother who decided to trans him around 7th grade, between the 7th and the 10th grade. The process went and became a legal transition to female in the courts of Minneapolis around the 10th grade. So we have here someone whose idea of shooting, of causing suffering to society the most that he could, emerged in his mind around the exact same time at which he became trans. That is a very important fact. So around the 7th grade, when he starts suffering from massive depression, he has a mother that is overly loving to him. And he self-diagnoses in a very poor way in this manifesto. There's part of the manifestos that are meant to mislead people like me. They are meant to mislead commentators, to mislead the public, because he says at some point, as far as my reason for the shooting, I don't know, white supremacy, maybe. Oh, here's some Jew gas that I have. And yeah, I'm gonna throw some Jew gas on these kids. I hate N-words, I hate Hispanics, and I hate Filipinos. Now, those are evidently not his true beliefs. They are evidently part of a personality type that I would characterize as the Gollum, eightfold antisocial goblin type, who reveres himself and likes to be hated by society, and who adopts any belief that society will find unacceptable. But this shooting was not motivated by racial hatred. Clearly, these lines in his manifestos are meant to misdirect people. They are meant to give something to the leftists so that the leftists can go out there, oh no, not another white supremacist killing. But it's done as a joke, and you have to understand the joke. You have to understand this person is even dog whistling in his manifesto that he can't exactly explain to us why he is in this situation, because he doesn't want to hurt communities. Now, what does that mean? You have to decode this whole language. What does that mean? And he says, I think I suffer from some sort of cancer and I'm about to die, so I don't want to be a cancer patient for the rest of my life. He says, I have destroyed my bodies in ways I cannot fully explain to you, but it feels like this has resulted in some cancer. Maybe it's the vaping that I do, maybe it's the drugs, and I feel that I'm done. So I'm gonna die being a cancer patient. Now, here's the lack of self-introspection and capacity to self-analyze. You destroyed your body. Your mom destroyed your body under the guise of love and acceptance. She has trained you into destroying yourself through this transition that you've been doing, this legal and perhaps medical transition. I don't know where he was at in the cycle of trans, but when you start on 7th grade with a divorced mother already filing papers in court to get you legally female, I'm sure this person has some contact with hormones, with puberty blockers, with disruptions of testosterone to give him a more female appearance. And that is how you destroyed your body. That is when he says in his manifesto, I can't quite tell you the ways in which I destroyed my body. It's this. You can't say that you're trans. You can't say that you've been destroying your body with hormone blockers and maybe sexual surgery. I don't know. Sex change surgery. And the reason you can't say it is that you are such a militant for your cause of LGBTism that you don't want to hurt the cause, and you are so not realizing that down the line for your depression to have occurred in the first place, it's that you got mistreated by the medical establishment. Now, he says this at times in his manifesto. He says, oh yeah, you know, Luigi, I kind of agree. Medical establishment, bad. But he doesn't go further. But the reason he doesn't go further is he doesn't want the trans movement to be stopped. He wants it to continue. Andy No reported, a trans anti-Trump, anti-Christian radical named Robin. So Robin was the name change. It was the female name change. His real name is Robert. Previously, Robert Paul Westman has been identified as the Minneapolis shooter who killed two children and injured many more at Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis. Media is hiding that he is trans. We have the court documents that indicate truly that there was a change of sex demanded legally by the divorced mother. First ingredient here is a broken family. A broken family around the seventh grade or sometimes after. And as a follow-up to this broken family, his mother ends up being a single mom. His father ends up with a stepmom. So he's split between two parts of his family, which he feels. Even at the point where he does the shooting this morning, he feels that these two families have been super good to him. He loves them. He says the only reason this guy didn't commit a shooting before is because he was ashamed of the consequences he would have on his father. He says that his mother probably would be able to guess that he was going to be a school shooter. So that should be investigated, because we have a case here where I guarantee you that this is the outcome of liberal parenting. When I see the manifesto and how much love this guy has for his families. Because here's a general concept of, forget that we're talking about humans here, just mathematics. When you have a learning process going on, you can either underexpose this learning process with the world, or you can overexpose it. If you overexpose, let's say you expose a six-year-old to the roughness of the world. Let's say you take a six-year-old and you put them in an employment context, and now they have to produce. That is overexposed. That is not good. It's not good because we recognize that the building of a proper cognition requires a period of time where the learning process must occur, where there's a lot of things to learn before the world demands something from you. But now the underexposition is the reverse. If you have any sort of mathematical model, including a human being trying to learn about the world, and you underexpose it to the world, and you overprotect it, you only give it things that it can handle. You only give it love. You only give it approbation. Now you're entering the sphere of liberal parenting. And now you are entering the sphere in mathematics of what we could call an overfitted function. So now you have a being that is unable to handle the world because you've been too unconditionally loving, too unconditionally taking care of the being, and you've not made that being ready to handle the roughness of the world. And what trans moms are doing is that. They are saying, oh, well, let us consider, you know, the will of my son to become a woman. Let us internally consider this will as legitimate. Let us reward it. Let us go through the whole medical process that ultimately, from an outside perspective, is destructive. Because it doesn't matter how much love you give to your trans son. They will face a world in which they have self-destroyed, self-excluded from the reproductive market. And as such, have abandoned their value as a human being to anyone else. So you've locked them in a lifestyle where their only hope maybe is to find a trans of the other side, a trans female to male, where they could pair up and bond and act like they're in a couple, but really they're not, because they don't build a family. So really you've locked in your child into a losing position when you do the trans mom thing. And this is what happened with this guy. This guy is like, hey, as far as my relationship with my mom goes, my relationship with my dad goes, they're awesome. I love them. They love me so much. They've been understanding everything about me from the start. They've always been with me, always backed me. I feel ashamed that I'm committing a school shooting because I'm causing them suffering. I don't care about the kids that I kill. I don't care about the kids' parents that I kill. But I do care about the hurt that will come to my mom and dad. Why? Because his mom and dad always sided with him. When he was on the path of self-destruction, when he was locking himself into the trans line, they were behind him and they were, yes, 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 you are a woman. We will call you her. We will call you she. We will drive you to the doctors. We will do the legal filing so that you don't even have to do it once you become an adult. We're going to do it in prevention as a teenager. We're going to buy you the next iPhone. Oh, you want weapons? Oh, you want gas? You want smoke canisters? You want, extra magazines, extra bullets? We're going to pay all of this. This guy had a new iPhone. This guy had a new fucking iPhone. This is the level of liberal parenting, which is, these liberal parents are probably anti-gun. They probably hate guns. But they're such liberal parents that they're like, oh, my newly transed son needs a way to defend himself. He needs money. Let's give him money. He needs an iPhone. He needs all of whatever they were getting for him in terms of medication. Rodriguez says, I think there are laws in some states where the parents can be held responsible for these kinds of actions now. The laws exist, but the problem is, will they be applied in Minneapolis in the case of a leftist family that has been basically following what the leftist dogma is, which, oh, let's support your trans child. So the problem that happens is that this guy is filled with love around him, loves his brothers, loves his sisters. He's like, I'm a weird goblin. I hate society, but I love my family because they always stood by me in my crazy descent toward trans self-destruction. And then he faces the world because he's 23 years old this morning. He's 23 years old. He's been passed through since seventh grade. He's been passed through the process of, oh, I have loving parents that are guiding me through my sex transition. He meets the world, and the world is evil. Wow, there's a marketplace where I have to please some other maid. They don't love me unconditionally like my parents. Oh, now I have no value because I'm about to chop my dick, or I already did it. So now you have the problem of the, when you are an overfitted function and you meet the real world. And this is where good parenting is to find an equilibrium between these two extremes. Good parenting cannot be to unconditionally love your child. You have to communicate a little bit of the harshness of the world progressively. And by the time they're adult, you have to have given them all. You have to have shown them in the times where they were self-destructive that self-destruction would one day diminish their value with respect of the rest of the world. If they want to chop their dicks, you have to explain to them that without a dick, they won't be interesting on the market, and on the reproductive market, and they will be left over from society. This guy had never received any such feedback from his parent. All he received forever was love, 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 and love, and we're going to care for you, and we're going to give you attention. So he started being rewarded for being a weirdo goblin. And he started literally in his YouTube videos, there are moments where he's like, oh, my precious, my precious gun. I'm going to kill some people with this. He's doing the Smeagol thing. He identifies as an antisocial goblin who hates the world. He hates the world. Why? Because he's been overfitted for familial love and unconditional acceptance by his liberal parents. But as soon as he met the world, he started developing the idea that there's a system. This is the system that I hate. The system. And this system includes what? Well, the market, heterosexuality, what he calls at times white supremacy and Donald Trump. But it's everything that's out there that his parents couldn't communicate to him. Because in an education of liberalism, in education of unconditional love, you don't get to communicate the archness of the world that will push you back on these things. So he got it all. When he became 21 years old, poof, it all fell onto him. And even then, he wasn't really facing the real world. The real, real world would have been to have this guy on the street. He wasn't on the street. He was in a well-off parent's situation, paying him the best iPhones they could at any time, paying him so much money, apparently, that he could accumulate a whole bed of material for killing. And, you know, this point by Caroline is very deep. It doesn't seem deep, but it is. Because it touches on so many things in this manifesto. She says, transgenderism, and this was an old statement by her, but it is so fit to the current situation. Transgenderism is the decision to, in pride, turn your back on God, decide that you will make yourself in your own image, live a life of self-worship, and adopt a new name in the process. You know who else did this? Satan. And this is exactly what happened with this guy. This guy, some of his commentary written on his weapons, because he was a follower of many school shootings, and he's been studying school shootings, and he's been adoring people across the ideological spectrum, I would say. His adoration of school shooters, it didn't matter what the school shooter's intent was. What mattered to this shooter was the kill count. So he liked those shooters that went for victims that were young, that were helpless. And some of the comments on his weapons, they say something like, well, first, his aim, his target practice. His target practice as a face of Jesus. A Jesus with a crown of thorn sticked onto the head of the target practice. So when you see a police lieutenant say we don't have the motive yet. It's like, well, there's a target practice paper all over the internet of this guy practicing to shoot Jesus. And some of the comments on his weapon were mentioning, where is your God? Isn't your God trying to help you now? Where is he? So there's this pride of, look, you put your trust in a God, but I will show you that he's not going to come to save you. So clearly, someone who saw the adoration of God in society as kind of the system out there that is evil to him. Not like my parents, not like my mom who really loves me and who I really love. Not like my dad who really loves me and I really love. There's this out there, there's the religion, and it's the system that is propping Trump into power that is keeping people from loving. See, he had a big concern for love throughout his manifestos. He's like, love, love, love. And he takes pleasure in noticing how I am so special. Isn't it so special that I want to kill people, given how much I love humans and how much I love the people around me? But see, he has a disdain for the other humans out there, because the other humans out there are part of the system in this leftist mentality that he had. And the system is to be abolished, is to be fought against. Broob says he wants people to be and feel as hopeless as him. His world was shattered by reality, so he wants to show that theirs is destroyed too. Absolutely. This is how he was seeing his shooting. Look. We have now the leftists are pushing the anti-gun narrative, Gavin Newsom. We cannot even make it through the first week of school without mass shootings. And the GOP will continue to do absolutely nothing while our kids are being gunned down. This is sick. Well, the leftists aren't going to do much either. They're not going to review their ways. Because as someone was pointing out on Twitter, we should be all over the series of therapists and doctors who got involved in this case. Because I don't believe you if you tell me that there were no signs. Obviously, his mother knew that he could become a school shooter. Obviously, they were giving him so much money that he was able to buy a whole bed of magazines. Just different weapons that aren't even practical for a school shooting. And so before you attack the Second Amendment, why don't you review the entirety of the medical history of this guy? Because this guy was put in a situation of despair by the medical leftist establishment. You know, for a school shooting, you don't need much. You need despair, suicidality, and a cause. Who caused this despair? Well, it's the fact that he wasn't salvageable physically. He says it in his manifesto. I feel like a cancer patient. I'm going to die. Now, no evidence that this guy has cancer. No evidence at all. So I'm going to tell you why his body was ruined. It was the trans thing. It was the trans thing, and he doesn't want to say it in his manifesto. And he dogs whistles to the leftists to read his manifesto. I can't quite tell you exactly why. What's my problem? But I caused something grave with my body. Wink, wink. So I won't tell, because if he writes in his manifesto, oh fuck, I chopped my dick, then he's threatening the trans cause. And he is so ideologically within the trans cause that he doesn't want to do it. So he lies in his manifesto. He lies and he says why he lies. And now MSNBC, this is hilarious. They say the quiet part loud, but then they backtrack. Look at the insight. Look at the insight that the leftists can have on these trans shootings. But then they realize, oh no, it's anti-trans.
Other people, they began to withdraw and change their appearance. And I don't mean change their appearance like you might hear. I understand at least early reporting is that we have someone, who is female, presents as female but was male. So I'm not talking about that.
So she's like, well, what are the signs? What are the signs that this shooting would happen? Well, you know, they changed their appearance and they. Now, this girl, she has no idea how right she is. She has no clue. But I have dated the whole stuff. So this guy in seventh grade starts having both school shooting IDs and trans IDs. His mother puts him through the meat grinder of the sex change business as a divorced single mom. Although, you know, he's still in contact with his father. So he gets churned through the machine of the trans stuff since very young. And the dates are basically the same. On the same year, this guy started ideologizing around mass shootings and being trans. And 3 years before the legal transition was when this root event happens. This root event on the seventh grade, I don't know what the event is, but it's a root point where the two things started to happen in this guy's life. So it's like, look at how she's dancing once she realizes that changing appearance includes the fact that there is a radical change of sex in this teenager's, in this kid life.
And I don't mean change their appearance like you might hear. I understand at least early reporting is that we have someone, who is female, presents as female but was male. So I'm not talking about that kind of change appearance. I mean the clothing, the dark.
So it's the dark clothing. I'm not talking about the trans thing. It's the dark clothing. Well, no. It's the trans thing. And the trans thing emerged in this guy's life at the exact same time where the ideologization of victimizing human beings came. And it was on the seventh grade. Poof. It was like seventh grade. He's 23 years old. So it was like 11 years ago. 11 years ago. Poof. Something happened that caused both things at the same time. And now people are starting to list, well, how many trans shooters can we have? Denver school shooter, trans. Denver school shooter 2, trans. Aberdeen shooter, trans. Nashville shooter, trans. Colorado Springs shooter, identified as non-binary. Philadelphia shooter, trans. Iowa shooter, gender fluid. You're mixing, and this is where it's so deep, because yes, the male-female dichotomy in the human species is also a dichotomy of violence, and not in the way everyone thinks. It's not that men are more violent, of course, but it's not just that. It's that violence is intrinsically linked to the mechanisms of sex. I was talking about this today when I talked about the Wendy's girl. This girl with axes. I talked about it this morning on my Twitter. Ultimately, the reason young girls are getting victimized in the UK and the reason there's not a white savior showing up is that we have decentivized saving. We have disincentivized people using violence for self-defense. We have delegitimized it. We have criminalized it, in fact, in the UK. So effectively, people cannot do anything. In fact, this girl, just for showing up axes to a migrant pedo that was trying to rape and that beat down her friend, beat down her sister, because she wouldn't take his comments that she is sexy. So he beat her down alongside another migrant female. And for showing the axes, she is getting prosecuted. So the mechanisms of sex and violence are all part of a complex sphere altogether. Men are violent at times in specific moments, at specific points of their lives, for specific civilizational reasons. And it has to do with access to vaginas, basically. Now, we are playing with the mechanisms of violence when we take doctors and we make them take action onto young, influenceable male kids that will forever shut down their access to vaginas. Because in human evolution, the genes are basically, I don't want to make it too simple, but in the genes, there's something that says, like, try pussy. If you can't get it, kill someone. That's literally how our genes work. And it's how they will work forever, okay? It's like, try pussy, and if something doesn't work, if you don't really get anything, kill someone. That's how civilization works and falls. It's how it works and falls. It's the whole story. Now, pathetic attempts by leftist mayor Jacob Frey. When you're the mayor of Minneapolis, let me tell you, you have to be that pathetic, as Matt Walsh points it.
All of us. And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids.
Love for our kids is what caused this shooting. I can guarantee you. Love for this kid, overly motherly love, caused the shooting. 100%. When I read the manifesto, it's very clear. It's all the guy talks about. He barely has... he's not that frustrated at Catholics, by the way. Catholics to him are just... Well, they fit the standard that they are successful, part of the system. They're part of this ET row. They're on the outside of his loving family. So family love is what caused this shooting.
All of us. And who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids. All of us.
Okay, I thought there was another segment, but I've seen other segments where he mentions, oh, I don't want to hear thoughts and prayers. He's pulling out that old meme from the left, which is the old meme that seeks to criticize right-wingers for having thoughts and prayers, but not abolishing the Second Amendment, basically. That is the leftist talking point. Anyways, we have, at least the federal forces are looking at it from a hate incident perspective. Not that it matters because the shooter has killed himself, but... And not that it matters, because ultimately it's more than a hate incident. If you were truly doing real police work, and this is Kash Patel saying, the FBI is investigating this shooting as an act of domestic terrorism and hate crime targeting Catholics. Sure, no doubt that it was. No doubt. But it's even deeper than this. It's the whole... How did the medical establishment ended up radicalizing youth toward killing as a solution to personal despair? And how did they team together to create that personal despair to make it worse for a child that probably, this guy in seventh grade is probably not particularly trans. This guy in seventh grade is probably suffering from transient heavy depression, transient anxiety caused by the instability of the divorce in his family. That is the situation on the seventh grade. And what did they do? They transed him. Because probably back then he had some of the aspects of his personality as an antisocial goblin. So he was probably, even as a youth, saying, I don't know, maybe I am a woman, you know? I don't know, maybe I am a white supremacist. I hate N-words. I don't know, maybe. The exact type of target that the medical establishment will mess with. Because if you just say this in the dogma of you know, feminist guided medicine, you've just said it. You are a woman, so you identify as a woman. So you need the full treatment. And because he was this provocative contrarian goblin, he kept going through the whole thing. And his contrarianism turns against them. But this is what happens when you have a field of medicine. Same thing happens with the vaccine, by the way. Here's how vaccines resemble the science of transgenderism. They start with the idea, oh, everyone is dying. Everyone is dying so much. Anything that we could inject into people could save them. We have to inject something into people to save them. There has to be a solution to the great black plague or COVID-19. And now you overcount the death, you exaggerate them because you're financially incentivized to exaggerate them, because the federal government gives you $14,000 a pop if you can have people die of COVID in your hospital. So now you have the nurses working hard to, let's give them respirators. Oh, what? They're not dead yet? Let's give them more respirator. You end up having a whole system of kill old people with bad medical practice and record the death as COVID so you get your payout. And then a vaccine comes in. And the standard for the vaccine is, well, it doesn't seem to exactly hurt you in 3 months. We've injected it in people and, well, they're not dead after 3 months. That's the standard. It's not even... And yeah, it does seem like they have got a little less COVID. So that is the standard. The standard of vaccine is, well, we won't be applying our best science to it because that would deprive people of a solution. So let us mess with the science, mess with the process of the double-blind study, and just make a general correlative study that's not double-blind, that has all sorts of ins and outs where you can cheat, because it's a vaccine. And because it's a vaccine, let's give it to everyone, because we want to stop the spread, right? Now, there's scientific evidence coming that it doesn't stop the spread at all. In fact, if the vaccine does anything, it might be to diminish your symptoms or make them worse sometimes. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a vaccine. So we recommend it to everyone because we want to stop the spread, stop the pandemic. But you haven't met the standard at all. So when you lower the scientific standard, anything goes. They did the same thing with transgenderism. They lowered the standard. They said, well, it's... just like the Black Plague, it's the worst thing. We have to stop it because there is so much suicide. There is so much suicide in this group that effectively, if your child just says that he identifies as a woman, it's a death sentence for him. So anything that we do will improve them. Anything that we... because we have to work with... Our control is death. Our control is they're going to commit suicide. But you don't know this. You don't know this statistically. You don't know that if there was high suicide in gender dysphoric people in the 80s, you don't know how that correlates to 2025, when suddenly there's 100 times more of them or 1,000 times more of them. You don't know that these 1,000 people are going to commit suicide, and yet you're going to apply suicide as the basis for your medical care. And suddenly, anything goes. Suddenly, well, as long as they haven't committed suicide, we're doing good, right? Because our baseline was suicide. So, of course, hormonal changes improve their situation. See, they report it. They say, I'm feeling better. And see, they're not dead. They haven't committed suicide. But now you're working with 1,000 more people that have probably something very different from the very few trends that you had in the 80s. And you've totally abandoned your medical standards in the process. And now you're churning in depressive kids. that are in transient depression because their mother and their father divorced. This is what happened with this guy. He got passed into a process that wasn't meant for him at all. And he developed political ideology, resentment, and self-destruction in the process. So there's two manifestos. There's one in English. The one in English, I will give you the summary. And there's one more coded in Russia, in Russian. Not that this guy was a Russian, but this guy had decided to publish on YouTube a manifesto in Russian so that it wouldn't pass the detection, and he left this video on YouTube, which apparently wasn't read or seen by a lot of people, because no one realized that he was explaining in Russian, trying to translate to Russian in a kind of broken English way, his thoughts. So the summary of this English part of the manifesto: I love you all. I will remember you. Pray for the victims and their family. I love you, Dad, Mom, Jack, Matthew, Teresa, Joe, Jared, Phil, Liam. P.S. T, get over yourself and make up with Mom. She loves you. You need to grow up and accept that time just keeps on fucking moving. You either will stay in the past and rot, wasting your life and happiness away, or you can grow on and move from things. We all love you. See, love. Get right with Mom. She loves you. This is a hyper-socialized, hyper-loved liberal kid. Very clearly. I wouldn't recommend any of you read my journals unless you really want to, but be warned. I love you and truly appreciate the time I have spent with you. I have such an amazing family, and it hurts me to throw this wrench into the works of you good people. I feel hope when with you. I cherish our time together. So that's the shooter speaking to his family. I appreciate all that you have taught me and felt inspired to be like you when I grew up. I hope you are able to move on and continue your lives without being forever followed, forever hunted by my actions. Forget me and all that I am. Hold on to yourselves and your loved one. I love you all. And to my friends, I trust you all to give your memory of me however you see fit. I am sorry for the confusion and heartbreak this will bring. I truly appreciate all of you for showing me a good life and helping me through dark times. I have had so many good times that gave me hope. Unfortunately, this world has too much pain to deal out that I can't cover up with the good sides of life. I hope you can all move on and forget the pain I've caused. I have wanted this for so long. I am not well. I am not right. I am a sad person, haunted by these thoughts that do not go away. I know this is wrong, but I can't seem to stop myself. I am severely depressed and have been suicidal for years. Only recently have I lost all hope and decided to perform my final action. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees constantly in pain. And this is where... this is where he starts going on this delusion of cancer. But I'm pretty sure that this guy knows. This guy knows that he doesn't have cancer. He says, I have destroyed my body. Let's read this part. This guy uses cancer as a code word for his sex change. Okay? Because he doesn't show any sign of lung cancer. And lung cancer at 23 years old is almost impossible. I think I am dying of cancer. It's a tragic end, as it's entirely self-inflicted. I did this to myself, as I cannot control myself, and I've been destroying my body through vaping and other means. Yeah. Other means like medicine and sex change. I think I have lung cancer. I have felt many pains that make me think I am past the point of recovery. I do not want to recover. I do not want to throw my life away by rotting in a hospital bed. I don't want the rest of my life to be as a cancer patient and out of hospitals, constantly being fretted about with people afraid to be too happy around me. Fuck that. I want to go out on my own means. So there's this leftist revolutionary theme of, you know, fuck the machine. I'm gonna fuck it all up. Death is coming to me. He claims that death is coming to him. So I'm gonna revert the system on its own. You know, there's this very, this is empowering language. I'm pretty sure this guy's mother has been telling him, you can do anything. You're so strong. Doesn't matter if the system is against you. We'll help you. We'll help you to revert the system on its face. You can do anything. You're powerful. This is how motherly self-empowerment speech converts to revolutionary leftism shooting. You all are what kept me going. I find... unfortunately, due to my depression, anger, and twisted mind, I want to fulfill a final act that has been in the back of my head for years. You all are what kept me going. I find no more interest in anything material. I have only an interest in my mission and love for my family. So at the last moment, this guy still has just two elements he cares about. The shooting that I need to do, because I'm inspired by all these other shooters, and my love for my family. Love. Always love. If I didn't have such an amazing group of people around me, I would have been gone much sooner. See? He knows that the amount of love he has received is probably what allowed him to go through the shooting. Because he would have committed suicide without that love before. He would have committed suicide in a self-despair way, probably without having the force of going through the shooting. But he has the force of going through the shooting because of the amazing group of people around him. I just want to escape from this world, escape from the constant bills, shitty jobs, shitty people, and injustice of America. So this is a boy who's been coached, you know, America is unjust to people like you. The system is unjust. We love you, but the system is unjust. I am done with this. I will not bow. I will be selfish and leave you to pick up the pieces. It's my fault. Blame me, but please move on. Whether you accept my apologies or not, I hope you all can move past this and continue your lives. Remember to be good people. So by good people, here there's really this conception that we, our family of leftists, are good people. So you can spread this in the world by being good and loving, and by allowing love of all kind to happen, even love between a man and a man, or a man transformed as a woman and a man. Now, more than ever, the world needs more love, even if you don't get it in return. Please find hope, find love, and stand up to injustice. So, very surface-level leftism. We can see on his weapons, defend equality, LGBT flag, kill Trump now, kill Donald Trump. Rip and tear. And now we enter the Russian encoded manifesto. So this apparently has been on YouTube for some time. YouTube immediately deleted it. Probably when they realized, oh my god, we've been having this video announcing this shooting for I don't know how much time. But someone, thankfully, has went through translating the whole manifesto encoded in Russian. now, most of this manifesto starts with the technical. There's an adoration by this shooter of other shooters, and he knows the history of shootings, of school shootings. He has certain heroes, most of them with the highest skills, that he adores. He finds that there are some shooters that are pathetic because they don't think it through, and they choose a bad position, for example, a courthouse. And it's like, well, the courthouse, you're not going to get many kills. You're going to be immediately shot. So he has a disdain for the bad shooters, those that don't kill that many people. He does a couple of racist reference that seem to be... You have to understand how they're written, and you have to understand the personality of the guy, but he's a guy with lots of sarcasm, and he's a guy who will say stuff that are contrary to what he believes, and he's going to say, I don't know, I guess. You know, this kind of very gay attitude, he has it really strong. So he's like, as far as my explanation, I don't know, I guess. White supremacy, I don't know, maybe, I guess. He writes some things like this, and then talks about how he hates Filipinos, but it seems to be bait. It seems to be strategic bait for people to interpret him as not a leftist. Some of this comes poorly translated because there's the conversion to Russian. For over 7 years, I know that the consequences seem to be making themselves known. I'm terrified of cancer and dying pitifully. I assume my major depression has allowed my idle thoughts to take control. It seems to have been sold to me. So here, we don't know that those are the exact words he chose, because there's the Russian translation, and he's not Russian. So he was kind of trying to put this in Russian, maybe using Google Translates or something. But I assume my major depression has allowed my idle thoughts to take control. It seems to have been sold to me. So is he saying... And in this part, he's critical of the medical establishment. So is he saying that basically these ideas have been put into his head, that he's kind of been brought in, it's been sold to me? And is he talking about the trans process? Is it his mother sold those ideas to him? Or is it the therapist or the doctors? That's what's so pleasing in the ID. The ID resembles a school shooting cosplay. Now he describes the interest in guns, how to dress, how the previous school shootings have been performed. He has a fascination with Adam Lanza. What a fucking freak, he says about Adam Lanza. Sandy Hook was my first, I assume, exposure to school shootings. I can remember vividly hearing about it. I remember sitting on the computer doing homework, I assume fourth grade. We were just quietly doing work on our computers when a little notification popped on my screen saying 20 children and 6 adults shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. It hit me in the gut. I remember not really knowing what that meant. I don't remember my classmates' or teachers' reaction, but I know that the image of that little notification popping up was always stuck with me. For some reason, I can't get it out of my head. What a perfect event. I love thinking about what it was like to be there on that day, what it was like to be him, the kids in the room, and teachers. An image has always been there of that event from the shooting, which has stuck with me since. Surviving little boy screams, I don't want to die. So he's fantasizing about hearing screams of helpless people. Hatred. This is where I think he's bringing up all of those cool shooters that have been associated with racial hatred. and he's commenting on them. He says, "Hatred, what a fascinating and good explanation. I have a loving family and a good support system that want to see me thrive. For some reason, the fact that I have a pretty good life and the fact that I want to kill people has never correlated to me. I seem to not really care about my life, only caring about my impact on other people." See, over-socialized leftism. This concern for others. Oh, you have to be a good person to others. You have to be loving to people. This guy has been raised in feminine leftist mentality. I feel horrible picturing their reaction. So he feels horrible thinking about when his father will learn about him being a school shooter. That's the issue to him. He talks about his idol Cruz, Dylan, so other shooters. "I don't even know why I do this, because I am suicidal. I have wanted to kill myself since I found out what I am and what my life will be." Now, that is interesting. Since I found out what I am and what my life will be, I have wanted to kill myself. What is he talking about here? He's talking about trends. He's talking about when his mother in seventh grade slowly started bringing him in the trance route. And when he discovered he was a trance inside. And he discovered what my life will be. So that's his mother constantly reminding him, "You will be oppressed out there because the system is evil. But I will be by your side. I will love you." He's been wanting to die since that day. Since that day, he realized he was trans in seventh grade. The freaking MSNBC host was absolutely correct. Since that day, he started changing his appearance to female. He's been wanting to die. "I hate this system of corruption that seems to have no other end. But through fear and murder, as in the case of the healthcare executives," he's talking about Luigi here, "I think the state should take in America to prevent these tragedies. Are you kidding me? Forgive it and exaggerate it. But these criminals follow rules? Haha." So I think here he's saying that the CEOs of the healthcare industry don't follow rules, they're criminals. "But it makes me want to use all the things I've outlined and show them how easy it is to bypass these stupid, backward rules that only hurt legitimate owners." So here he's talking, he wants to show how he wants to exploit the Second Amendment, that there are legitimate owners of guns, and he wants to show how easy it is because of that to pass as legitimate and have actually the intent of committing a school shooting. "I have found myself now and in the past wishing I could jump into someone's body for a day, commit a horrible massacre, then return to my body with all my memories." So dissociation of identity, a part of gender dysphoria. "I would love to have that experience without having to die or have that horror and humiliation on myself or my family. I guess that's why I enjoy recreating. I'm not going to get into the..." So this is the critical part where he's dog whistling. He's not going to tell us that it's because he's a trans. But we have it. We have his statement that since the day he discovered what he was, he wanted to die. So suicidality and mass shooting adoration starts exactly in the seventh grade. And that's when his mother is processing him through the trans stuff. And that's 3 years before she legally changes his sex to female. But here is dog whistling to us that he's not going to tell us that it's because he's trans. "I'm not going to get into the details about myself, but I have a lot of problems. I have a lot of things on my mind that I don't want to talk about." Why does he not want to talk about? And here he states it. "I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to hurt myself. I'm not a threat. I'm not a danger. I'm just a person with problems. I'm trying to deal with my own problems. So I'm not gonna tell you the problems that I have, although they all started around that time I became trans. And in fact, I just told you two paragraphs before, it's when I discovered who I was that I wanted to kill myself. But because I feel that if I was to tell you why I'm doing this shooting, that would lead to people being hurt. And I'm just a personal person with personal problems. That is a guy who is stuck between the realization that he got told a trans lie, he got self-destroyed, he destroyed himself in the process, but he doesn't want to hurt the community. He doesn't want the trans cause to be abolished by his actions, or he doesn't want people to be warned, hey, don't go down this line, because you're going to self-abolish. Then he fantasizes about thinking, he's looking for a room with victimizable people, children. He doesn't like the idea of killing adults because adults know much about the world and he wants to kill innocents. So what do we end up with? Well, we end up with two children killed in a Catholic mass, 17 injured. So there were a lot of bullets received that didn't lead to death, thankfully. The shooter fired toward children sitting in the pews during Catholic mass, according to police. And yes, people are sharing other things that were shared on the media. I have shown already the picture of him as a male. That was the picture of him as a male. And there has been police search of the shooting location as well as the houses where he lived. He was intent on self-destroying at the end and killing himself. He had several backup firearms because he was worried that a firearm would block, and he was terrified at the idea of continuing to live. So to him, it would have been a big failure if he didn't shoot himself in the head at the end of his actions. Marby Dog says houses. Well, there was his father with his stepmom who have a location where they live. And there was his mother who was living alone. So a child of divorce here, and a child of literally just young preteen intervention for sex change. Seventh grade. So let's check seventh grade. What age is it in the US? Seventh grade is 12 to 13 years old. So just at the onset, potentially, or pre-puberty, this guy was put in the trans medical treatment line and legally transitioned at around 15, 16 years old to female in Minneapolis. So my conclusions in general. We have here the personality of an antisocial goblin who has been hyper-socialized through leftism into overly empathic displays of love. But there is a missing element to his parenting. This guy initially, as a kid, probably had good potential. Before the seventh grade, before he reaches puberty, this guy probably was okay. He ends up having a divorce in his family. So his parents divorce. He ends up seeing his father with a stepmom. He ends up having a mother that is overly liberal and loving. And he ends up being overly coveted, overly protected from the world to the point of self-deception. And this stems from the mother's liberalism. It stems from the mother's unconditional love and probably, you know, overly over him. Probably what this guy needed was some space when she was, I love you. I want to understand everything. Oh, you're telling me that you're trans? Oh, let's do a whole thing about it. Let's treat you as a female. I will call you a female. Oh, you are a beautiful woman. You are a beautiful woman. And this creates a loop of him only being cuddled by being thrown into a path that he will inevitably hate of himself later down the line. But he's being thrown down this path by love and by, oh my God, we are so much on your side. We love you so much. We are such open parents. And this approach has never historically been proven to be a good approach. This is where we are playing experiments with people. We don't know what psychologically what happens when all of these trans teenagers find out that they've been destroying themselves. And what happens is what happened this morning. It's that they develop resentment against the whole rest of the world. Except the people responsible. Because there are only two people responsible for what happened this morning, for this shooting, and for the death of two absolutely innocent kids and 17 others injured. There's the shooter, and there's his mother, and perhaps his father. I don't know to what extent his father had an impact on him. But certainly when he reached adulthood, he was in contact and loving with his father. So this is the result of unconditional liberal love. It's that everything is the fault of the system, and therefore I have to commit a revolution against the system. So this guy was told, since he was not even thinking for himself, by therapists, doctors, mom, dad, the system is evil. You're good. You are wonderful. You are a special creature. Everything is to be loved about you. Even your little goblin antisocial comments of wanting to shoot people. Because this guy says, my mom probably knows I'm a school shooter. My dad, I don't know. He's probably going to be shocked by the news, but my mom knows. So this guy was loved so much that he could even confide in knowing having violent in his mother knowing that he had massive violence tendencies. And he's been loved into this so much that he never came to correct this. He never came to say, hey, maybe if the system rejects me, it's because I've destroyed my value. And maybe I should stop destroying myself. Or if I've destroyed myself so much that I'm of no value to the world, maybe I should kill myself but not bring others with me. Or maybe I should stay alive and tell the other future trans kids, don't do it. None of that crosses his mind. Because in his leftist framing that he's been given of the world, it's wrong. The system is wrong. There's nothing wrong about you. The system is wrong to not have accepted you. So those are my conclusion. We have here a very clear-cut case of liberal parents causing a shooting, not training their child to be confronted with the harshness of the world, and being so loving that they misguide him into self-destruction. Which, by the way, self-obsessions of any kind are bad. It's bad to self-obsess about how low you are, but it's also bad to self-obsess about how good you are. Things need a balance, and it's really never good to be hyper-narcissistic in the good domain or hyper-narcissistic in the self-deprecating domain. And the problem of this guy is that he was faced with an internal family workings that was creating a narcissist, self-obsessed person. You're so good. You deserve so much love. And yet the whole system out there is going to hate you. it's going to be rough to you. So he had the two extremes of the narcissistic scale of self-deprecation and self-love. And that created a cocktail for an explosion. If you like these shows, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar at the $20 level and join me in the private chat of the Discord. I'm there every day. It's our private chat room where we discuss high-level things and my thoughts, and people bring solid ideas. Someone just brought an idea about how about the equilibrium of society that I found absolutely amazing. So if you want to be part of the private conversation with me as I prepare the show every day in text on Discord, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar at the $20 level. It helps the show go, and it helps the show to have your monthly support. Much love to everyone, and not too much love, though. Not too much love tonight. Shamrock says, you love your kids so much you mutilate them. Well, yeah, because these people, they have kind of this abandonment of, well, the experts say. Well, that's what the experts are telling me. But the experts down the line are using controls that are violative of strict science. If your control is, oh, well, he's going to commit suicide for sure. That is not a rational basis to approach medicine. And that is a basis of extortion. And there's a whole economy developing around trans stuff. And in fact, it's not random that this is happening in Minneapolis, which has been made the safe harbor for trans in America. You know, it's a state that brags to have the best. We have the best inclusive care. Well, there you go. There you go. The state was like this. The mom was like this. The dad was like this. And now the child is the product of all this love.